What we're saying to you is, friends, you have taken this contrast thing to an absurd extreme. You said, I'll go forth and I'll evaluate the contrast, and from it, I will give birth to new ideas of what would be better. And Source said, and you will know because you'll be out there on the leading edge. And when life causes you to know, we will follow your clue and we will literally become it. And when you let yourself get up to speed with your own idea of what life would be better, life will then be better for you. And yet the majority of people who benefit from that expanded view are the ones that have newly arrived in physical form. The longer you bang around here, the more you forget the stability of this planet, the more you forget the well-being nature of all that is, the more you forget the eternal nature of your being. But every time you forget a little bit, you are reminded by the negative emotion that you feel, and then you forgot what the negative emotion means. We want you to remember, good is good. If it feels good, if it feels life-giving, it is. If it feels joyful, it is. If it feels complimentary, it is. If it feels appreciative, it is. If it feels diminishing, you're pinching yourself off. If it feels scary, you're pinching yourself off. If it feels hateful or angry, you're pinching yourself off. But friends, hear the important operative word. You're pinching yourself off. That's the worst it can get. You can pinch yourself off. You can feel miserable. You can lay down and die in your misery. That's as bad as it can get. But you cannot negatively create on behalf of this planet or on behalf of anyone else, because you only have the ability to affect your own vibrational relationship between that which life has caused you to become and that which you are allowing or not allowing. Good to know, isn't it? So, as you look out into the world, you want to start asking yourself all day, every day, am I seeing whatever it is I'm looking at? Am I seeing it the way Source sees it? And the better you feel, the closer you are to that, and the worse you feel, the further you are from that. And that is all you ever need to know about who you are as the creative geniuses that you are. Well-meaning people do it all the time because they innately want to feel good. And when they look into a world and they see a component that makes them feel good, they do. But when they see a component that makes them feel bad, they feel bad. And then they want to control the conditions so that they will feel better. And the extremes to which they go to try to control the behavior of others, is such a losing proposition because, first of all, you cannot control conditions. You certainly cannot control the behavior of others. The only thing that you can control is the direction of your thought and the alignment between you and that which is Source. And when you discover the freedom that is only available in using the power of your own mind and the guidance that is born within you to come into alignment with who you really are, that's the only place that freedom is. It's the freedom from bondage. It's the freedom from disconnection. It's the freedom from negative emotion. And it's the freedom from the struggle, the impossible struggle, of needing to control even one condition so that you can feel better. When you discover that you can't control the conditions and that you don't need to, and that you can control your alignment, and that it is not a hard thing to do, then you can get tuned in, tapped in, turned on. And then you can see the world through the eyes of Source. And then you can be the being that you came forth to be. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. It is our expectation that as a result of our time together today, you will come into alignment with who you really are. What do you want to talk about? Begin right here. Yes, third row.